It's wrinkled sheets. It's wrinkled sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to wrinkled sheets. Yeah.
And we're back.
And we are. Hello, everybody. Hello. Hello, Janet.
Hi, I'm Janet.
Hi, I'm not. I'm Steve. That's Janet over there that said, hi, I'm Janet.
And we are Wrinkled Sheets.
We are.
We haven't been here for a while, so we're back.
It's fun to be back. I was wanting to do this. We kept looking forward to it, but things kept getting in the way.
Life needs to slow down.
F down. Is that what you're trying to say?
I just feel like it's go, 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 go.
It's not such a bad thing, is it?
I had an hour today that wasn't go, 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 and I was like...
That was in the bathroom?
Okay, you need to specify what you mean by that. I was doing my hair and makeup in the bathroom, and yeah, and I was rocking out to music, and it was nice.
In your whoa man cave.
My whoa man cave, yes. I wish we had a room that I could turn into my makeup get ready room.
Yeah, I wish we had that kind of money, too. I do. I wish we
had... We just gotta remove one of the beds in one of the bedrooms and just replace it with a vanity.
I wish we could be one of those people that had an extra room that you go, hey, we just turned this into a closet and a vanity. You can do everything. Mm-hmm.
That's where I would be at all times.
If I win the lotto,
okay.
I'll get you
a vanity room.
Yeah, I'll just add a room and turn it into a...
And a shower the size of a broom.
Oh, that would be so nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I was on Pinterest yesterday, and there was a bathroom, mm-hmm. and it showed... what looked like part of a shower,
yeah.
and then the next picture was like the shower was the size of a bedroom.
Yeah,
I'm like, why do you need a shower that big? How many people are going to be showering?
That's like the picture of the house.
I know.
I didn't know
if we could talk about that.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Because I'm going to bring that up on here.
Oh, I didn't know if you were allowed to talk about it.
Yeah, I can talk about it.
Aren't you afraid you're going to jinx it?
I'm a little afraid I'm going to jinx it, but
you always talk about all your stuff.
Right, because you have to in the industry, you kind of have to create your own buzz. You know,
okay.
If people don't know what's going on, they think, whatever happened to him? Or if they think you're constantly trying to create things or you're coming mm-hmm. up with ideas, then the industry goes...
Which you are constantly.
I'm constantly trying to come up with ideas.
Ay, ay, ay.
So over the past weekend, this weekend...
You've been in town.
I've been in
and
town.
And yet, I haven't got to see you at all.
I've been working on a TV pilot for CMT that I'm hoping will sell. It's been 3 days of shooting with a full cast and a giant.
Lots of 20-something whores. No, I'm just kidding. What did you say? What did you say? Hoes.
Hoes.
There was a line that you guys caught.
One of the girls actually said to
me. Are you allowed to repeat this stuff?
Well, yeah. No, maybe not. Maybe I shouldn't do that because it's a very funny line
quoting,
about hoes.
And I wasn't trying to be catty.
No, she was not.
No.
Because if somebody's listening, like, man, did you hear their bad mouth and calling you
whores? No,
I didn't
mean it
like
that. I
wouldn't be on that show.
But the type of show that it is, it's girls tend
to... It's a reality with a bunch of girls.
Yeah, and they tend to go, we get catty, we girls. You put us all in a pen, we get catty.
Well, that's the best part of, actually, they were trying to film this, and it's in it's a reality show, so it's not giving anything away. But
right.
They're filming the girls. The camera is on select girls that are filming their scene. Well, some are over there just hanging out in the chairs and waiting. That was turned out to be the best stuff because they were all like, oh, who does she think she is? She can't even act. Look at her earrings. They got super bitchy and catty. So I went over and got the director of photography
and
to
said,
sneak a camera around back.
Oh, they didn't know?
No.
Oh, that's awesome.
No.
Did they have mics on?
No, but the camera's got a directional mic on it, so just point it and it's picking up everything.
See, if I were a reality show person like that's in charge, all the cast members would constantly have lapel mics on. So you don't miss a beat.
Anything. Yeah.
That's what happens in Big Brother.
Right.
Like, if they take their microphone off, you've watched the back, they're like, Joseph, put your mic on.
Yeah.
Joseph, come to the diary room to change your battery. You know, they constantly have that microphone feed.
Yeah. Well, one of the girls that the producers had gotten to be a kind of a coach on the show is somebody that has been on The Bachelorette.
Okay.
And
wait, The Bachelorette?
No, Bachelor. Sorry, Bachelor.
I
can't say the name because the show is actually shooting.
Right
still
now.
Shooting right now.
Oh.
And she had mentioned how there's many more cameras in a real shoot than we were using.
But this is for a pilot. This is for, like, buy this.
Yeah, they call it a sizzle reel.
Sizzle reel. And this, but the everyday person doesn't know what that means.
And so Colin, one of the other Flume, the other producer on the show, said, hey, how many, well, what kind of crew do they have? And she goes, I don't know, maybe 40, 50 cameras, just constantly shooting from every direction.
And you know what's kind of crazy? You haven't been watching Couples Therapy.
No.
Juan Pablo and Nikki, mm-hmm. who were from The Bachelor, last year's Bachelor, they're on that show. And Nikki is like, hates the cameras, has gotten in a lot of trouble for like being bitchy to the cameraman. And she came from The Bachelor world. And to hear now that there were 40 to 50 cameras there, I don't know. Now I'm not. I'm wondering if maybe her bitchiness is faked.
It could be, and it could not be, because today we were shooting what they like would be
diary room,
the diary room kind of stuff, where you take them aside and go, "What did you think of such and such?"
Mm-hmm.
And they all picked different people, but one name came up with the entire cast. One girl's name.
Oh,
and bitchy was the complaint. It's like she's like that in real life. Everything she's what she's trying to act like she is on TV is what she is.
Oh wow!
So that there could be those people that are like that, because we were talking after filming, like everybody said the same thing about mm-hmm. this one person.
Wow! So this will be,
wouldn't you hate to be described?
If yes. People said,
what do you think of Janet? God. She's a bitch. She's such a bitch. She's bitchy all the time. She thinks she is just smarter than everybody. She's just a bitch.
And I've worked really hard not to be like that, because I'm quiet. And in college, people would tell me that I come across as bitchy.
Uh-huh.
And so that's why I think I try and like throw lots of positivity sparkles out there, because it's overcompensating for the fact that I'm shy and people can take that the wrong way. But this sounds like an outgoing.
Well, maybe you have what they call bitch face.
Do I?
I don't know.
Seen my face more than I have.
No, but have you heard about this?
Yes.
I had not heard about that until today.
Oh.
I had never heard that.
Some people, they're like,
she has stone cold bitch face.
Yeah. They're just sitting there doing nothing, thinking nothing, and their face just gives the I'm a bitch look.
Is that a standard girl thing?
Yeah, maybe. I thought it was a universal thing.
Well, it might be, but as a guy, I've never heard that before. So
welcome.
Is that something women
talk
about or know?
Yeah, that's where sometimes I catch myself just not having a facial expression, and mm-hmm. I want to be like, no, and I'll like fake smile just because. And then I feel like I look like I'm crazy. I don't know.
Well, that's okay to look crazy. It is. I'd rather think somebody – wouldn't you rather have somebody think, okay, I'm a little bit crazy, I'm a little bit fun, than – damn,
she's a bitch. I guess
you?
So. Yeah,
and I think guys think of the face as having that. You get that look of, did somebody fart? Have you seen that? Because I always thought that was
yes,
like the girl on Friends, the one that sang "Smelly Cat."
Yes, Phoebe.
Phoebe always had that look about her, like she was.
Someone
fart? What's that?
That's awesome. I miss that show. There's a lot of good new fall shows. Have you been finding anything new this fall that you've been?
No, but you could tell us about the vagina shows that you like a lot.
There's lots of, because like, that's how you've described worried. It.
You've described this as, because you're setting the DVR, and I go, what are you doing? She goes, I'm setting another vagina show that you won't like.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell us about the vagina shows.
Okay, so I was a little worried. Last year you said that all the new shows coming out this year were going to be different and focused toward like diversity on television.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that. I've seen a couple. There's not a lot. There's not a lot coming that are going to focus on diversity. There's a couple.
Blackish.
That's one.
Crystallia or whatever that is. I don't know because I don't care.
Two, but there's like 30 new shows. And there's like maybe 3 to 5 that are focused on that diversity.
How to Commit Murder is a black cast.
Not all of it's.
No, but most of it.
The
Scandal
lead.
Is a.
Scandal's been on for a while.
Yeah, but these were the shows in the article they were talking about.
Yes.
The majority of what the shows would be on.
Right, so I was like, oh crap, they're not going to be any like romantic comedy, How I Met Your Mother type shows. But I was wrong. In fact, one of my favorite ones is called A to Z. It follows a couple. They just met, and it's supposed to follow them A to Z. The last show, which was the third show, was C, and it handles, like, as their relationship is growing.
What was the C? What does it mean?
It's just different days.
It didn't have a spurt. This was
No. His name is Andrew. Her name is Zelda. Uh-huh. A to Z. Uh-huh. Get it?
Right. But I'm saying, if it's a, is, was it an A means this, B means this? No. The C episode is when this is when crappy for a day. No.
No, not that I've seen. And the lady that voices it is Kirk Sutter's wife. What's her name? Kathy Seagal? Katie Seagal?
Katie Seagal.
There we go.
From Sons of Anarchy. Yes. Which has been great this season. But let's also talk about the, before we go to Sons of Anarchy, you like this show or you think you might marry me?
I'm getting there. Wow, you're cutting me off. You're talk about these shows. And now I'm like, ah.
Okay, go ahead.
So no, that's a good one. That's probably my favorite one.
Okay.
There's Manhattan Love Story, which I've only caught the first one, but the others are on DVR. That one looks like it's going to be okay. It's about a Manhattan love story. Couple just
shocked.
Met. I know. And then there's Marry Me, which has the really funny brunette from, what was that show?
Happy Endings.
Yes,
she's
Happy
the
Endings.
She's the one with the caveman forehead.
Yes. And she is hilarious, but the first episode is the only one I've watched because it only came out last week, and I'm a little, I don't know about this.
It seemed a little talkative and...
And a little...
Not as funny.
Yeah. And then Bad Judge with Kate Walsh from Private Practice.
Yet?
Yes.
How was that?
I love it, but then I've heard that there are women's law groups that want it to be pulled off the air because it portrays a judge as being unethical, loose, alcoholic, drug user. It's hilarious.
I'm about tired of all that.
I know.
Because, you
I'm
know,
like,
TV,
this is entertainment.
TV isn't real life.
Right.
It portrays us as, you can't say that. You wouldn't be. That's why TV sucks today, because so many groups are just saying you can't do this, and then producers
and
networks cave.
I love Kate Walsh.
I was listening to, and I'm not a sports guy too much, but I was listening to a talk radio show out of L.A., and they had Fred Dreyer on, who used to be on a TV show called Hunter. I don't know if you ever watched Hunter back in the
80s. Yes, does he have
90s.
Like a round head?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but he was a big football player at
I didn't
before
know
that.
Okay.
And he was saying part of the problem with football now is that there's too many sponsors. That the sponsors have the say, like, you know, don't do this. They show too much of that. You need to speed. This should be speeded up. You know, like people aren't kicked out of the sport anymore. Like all the people
right.
are being hit and wife abuse and drug
abuse. They just
abuse
changed the law for drug abuse, right? And which brought several people that were suspended back early.
Did they?
Yeah.
You know. Because I don't keep up with that kind of stuff. But again, it goes back to sponsors ruining things instead of just going, do you want to sponsor it? Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
You don't get a right to tell us how to do it. You
right.
just, do you want to sponsor this product?
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. If you want to sponsor this product, let us know.
You're talking about the podcast.
Yes, now I am talking about the podcast.
Sometimes it's hard to follow your bouncing ball.
Is it?
Yeah, because I'm
follow
like...
Follow this bouncing ball.
Alrighty then. If you want to sponsor Wrinkled Sheets, how do they do that, sir?
They could write you at wrinkledsheets1@gmail.com.
Right.
I don't know what the hell I'm talking
about. And we're going to be giving away some brownie brittle in a little bit.
We are.
Yes.
That's so good.
It is.
Sheila G's brownie brittle.
Yep. So stay tuned. We'll let you know how to win. Okay. So that's some of the fall shows. And this is the last season of Sons of Anarchy. We're all caught up. Oh my gosh. Jax needs to slow down. He's going to create hell on Earth.
Do you think he's gone too far?
Yes, but it's the last season, so he has to.
Does that bother you that it is the last season, so you think that's why it's going over the top instead of...
I expected it.
The other day, you're like, that's kind of expect it's the end of the show.
Yeah, Kirk Sutter's crazy, so you know that you can't expect anything because anything... Expect the unexpected, that's Big Brother saying, but... That is totally Sons of Anarchy this season.
I loved Nero's description of what Jax is going through. Of like, he's not doing it out of spite and revenge. It starts to become the fun. It starts to take over. He's doing it because he likes it now.
But I think they should have more topless Jax moments.
Oh, really?
No.
There was a bottomless juice.
I don't care about juice.
I'm sorry.
It's all good. Yeah. I think you could agree.
What is your prediction for the end of the show?
Oh, I think everyone's going to kill each other. It's going to probably be Gemma and Jax Last two standing. That's my prediction.
Okay. And to
what's
make
your
this,
prediction?
Well, I don't know, because to make this not safe for work, in case you're about to hear this, I was reading Kurt Sutter's Twitter.
Oh, watch out. Plug your ears if you don't like bad language.
And he said, I finished writing the final script, and no, I don't do that. I'm not that big a cunt. So what does that mean?
I don't think he kills Jax.
I didn't do that.
I don't think Jax is going to die.
I don't think so either. I think he's going to end up in a situation where he's kind of lost.
Mm-hmm.
He's killed everything, everybody. He's lost everything, and he's just going to be, like, shattered.
Mm-hmm. He'll have his kids, hopefully. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Well, anyway, we'll see. We will see. So it's October, one of the best months of the year, I've decided.
Why is that?
It's so beautiful. The weather is beautiful. We've had enough moisture this year.
Mm-hmm.
I sound like an old lady. We've had enough rain
women
this
don't
year.
Have, old women don't have enough moisture. What
oh,
do you mean?
Wow. We've had enough rain this year
uh-huh.
that the fall colors that don't normally pop in Colorado,
uh-huh.
typically we have our yellows, maybe some oranges, but there's some massive reds, and it's awesome. Beautiful colors. And everything is flavored.
But it's not
pumpkin.
As nice as you said back in Missouri. Missouri has more colors.
It's beautiful.
Are beautiful. There's more reds.
That's so much. Like, there's oranges, and it's like the oak trees are on fire. That's how red they are. It's beautiful.
As red as a baboon's butt.
There you go. I love October. But Halloween's coming up.
Mm-hmm. We got to give out candy?
Yeah. Which I haven't purchased any yet because...
Buy the cheap shit.
Me?
Yes.
I thought it was your year to buy candy.
Oh, is it? All right.
I bought candy
get
last
the cheap
year.
Crap this year.
And I had to buy it twice because I bought it too early. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and you ate it.
I ate it all.
You're not supposed to buy Halloween candy too early, just like you're not supposed to buy Christmas presents too early. Because you end up going, oh, just open it. Oh, here.
Mm-mm. I've already, like, halfway through my Christmas shopping.
Really? What'd you get me?
Nothing for you yet. You're hard to shop for.
I am not.
You are, too.
We went to Cabela's the other day, and I'm like, ooh, look at that shotgun. Ooh,
really?
Look at
but
that.
I can't buy that stuff
look at
on
that
my
AK,
own.
Huh?
I walk in and go, I don't know what he'd like. You need to, like, give me specifics and act
I will
surprised.
Just go next time with my cell phone and take pictures of it
right.
and take a close-up shot of the tag and say,
right.
this could be my Christmas present.
And I'll be like, okay, here you go. I'll wrap it.
Well, we did go to Sydney, Nebraska, because I had a show
in Sydney, Nebraska,
which is the home, the big, I didn't know this, of Cabela's.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of man am I that I did not know that Sydney, Nebraska.
Can't blame sports on that one.
I can't.
They had no sports stuff. Oh, they did have some Husker stuff, but that's Nebraska for you.
But on the way up there, a truck drives past with some kitchen equipment. In the
I
back
thought it
of the
was
truck.
A dishwasher.
She said, oh, look, somebody's getting a new dishwasher.
And you're like, obviously not. That's a stove.
It's a stove.
What the heck?
It was a stove.
I don't even know how you could tell that.
You spent more time. You know what a stove was.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Wow. I just want
to
remind everyone
story.
That the first meal Steve cooked for me didn't even involve a stove. It was a George Foreman grill with some dry-ass chicken. But
are
I
you
love
kidding me?
The thought.
Are you kidding me? You're calling my chicken dry-ass chicken?
Yes.
I love my George Foreman grill.
We don't use it anymore.
Don't touch my grill.
I'm pretty
you
sure I
moved
it to
the basement.
You can't
touch my George Foreman grill.
I think it's in the basement now.
It ought to be back in... upstairs by the dishwasher. I mean, stove.
It was a long drive. Remember the super glue?
Oh.
Don't give me super glue on a drive. It's not safe.
She plugs in her phone to charge it, and for whatever reason, it almost explodes.
It didn't almost. It just got really hot.
It got so hot, it melted the phone case. That's how hot it was.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, I should get some super glue.
Because the phone case is what protects the phone from falling on the ground.
Right. So we stop at a truck stop, which I love truck stops because...
They have the weirdest crap.
They do. You don't know what truck stops have.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes in, comes back out. Oh, they don't have any
they
super
had
glue.
I asked them, do you have super glue? No, we have Gorilla glue. Well, that takes hours to dry, right? Yeah, well, that's not going to help me. Thank you for your time.
So
have a good
day.
So
she comes back out, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go to the bathroom since we're here. And I go back in, use the bathroom. As I'm walking out, I look over, and there's a rack of...
Super glue! So obviously the lady that works there doesn't know anything.
Had no clue about the glue.
Nothing.
So I buy her the glue. We're riding along.
It was a very sweet present.
We're riding along in the car, and she's about to put a little glue.
First I have to open the glue. Remember what happened when I opened the glue?
Yes. That's what I'm going to tell. I'm going to tell.
Okay. Sorry.
So she's about to put the glue on the thing. She takes it out of the package and pops the top, but squeezes it. I've never seen glue shoot out of a tube. It was like somebody squeezed toothpaste. It was like...
I really thought I was getting a new car, so I was like, it's all good.
Glue all over your console.
Not all over.
Okay, it was on your console.
Like four drops.
Okay, it was on your console. And then I go, hey, God, does it... Okay, okay, I'm sorry, I'll be careful. I'm going to put it on my case now. She just, like, half a tube of super glue. And
it
I'm
came
like,
out really fast.
One drop. One, you use a drop of super glue. That's why
it didn't break.
That's why it dries fast, too. It's like, and then it's, and then you go, oh, that's too much. And you start to smear it. And then you go, oh, and you put the tube down and it's on your leg. And like, oh. I told you, I have never been afraid of somebody with a tube of glue before, but you are scaring me. I am going to be glued to a steering wheel, your hand is going to be glued to a phone, your legs are going to be glued to a car seat. I've never seen so much freaking super glue. Just, you were waving the tube. I mean, everybody knows you're supposed to put the one drop lid goes on, and because you don't want it going everywhere.
I don't think I had that.
No,
lesson.
You frightened me with a tube of super glue.
But we made it. No one got glued to anything. And the case was fixed. But you were cracking me up. Like, I couldn't put the tube on because I was laughing so hard. I'm like, oh my God.
But I was just freaking out the way.
You were trying to drive and the GPS was trying to tell you to turn. I'm like, turn.
Not till you get the lid on that thing. I'm not looking away until I know where that. I don't want glue accidentally getting somewhere and me putting my hand down and I'm glued to a console.
And after 4.5 years of being together, I learned something about you.
What's that?
You're not a country boy.
Huh?
You are not a country boy.
What do you mean?
We're out in the middle of nowhere. Like, nowhere. Nothing for miles and miles and miles. And you're like, making all these...
Dad raised cattle.
Hold on. I'm not done talking. Done talking. And you were like, making all these jokes. And I was like, what? That's where I'm from. And you don't make jokes like that when you're from there.
Well, you're in the middle
of bump
freak nowhere.
Jokes like that when you're not from there. Tumbleweed. And you don't understand the peace that is there.
Oh. Well, then why, when I got to the show and I said, hey, I was trying to find this town and I put in Sydney, Nebraska, and my GPS went, I don't know, you're on your own. The whole town laughed. They know they live in the middle of
right, they know that
nowhere.
And they love it. They have a Walmart, though.
That's all that matters.
And they have a Perkins.
And that's all that
and
matters.
And 3 margaritas. So they're getting up there.
Sydney, Nebraska. If you're in the area, check it out.
Sydney with an I. And it was a good show, and it was fun, and yeah, it was cute town.
I would go back and visit. Other people, when we posted that we had been to Sydney,
everyone knows.
Was like, oh, we love going there.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a home, just like going to Mayberry. And
right.
Oh, the cafe. Let's talk about the cafe. Do you remember the name of it at
Grandma
all?
Grandma Joe's.
What was it?
Grandma Joe's.
Grandma Joe's Cafe. And swear to God, it was like going into one of those places where you open the door, bling-ding, hey, Bobby, come on in. Do you want coffee?
It was like Cheers, but without the bar.
Yeah, it was just this. You sure you don't want bacon today, Mabel?
You always get bacon. Yeah.
It was that kind
Did
of conversation.
The doctor tell you you need to cut back on your bacon?
Your cholesterol all right?
And Grandma Joe's face was plastered on every coffee cup.
On
it
the
was
menu.
Crazy. But it was so good.
The food was so good.
I had chicken fried steak.
Well, you posted a picture of your chicken fried steak covered with gravy, and people immediately said, You should not eat like that. You're going to die.
Do you know
how much blah, blah, blah.
But guess what? If you exercise every day, if you eat healthy every day, and if you drink water every day, you'll still die eventually.
Right. So what are you saying? Just become the fattest you can actually become?
No, and, really.
And then people just have to cover you with a blanket till a crane comes and gets you and takes
just
you
like
out?
Just like what's eating Gilbert Grape.
Huh?
Just like what's eating Gilbert Grape. No, of course that's not what I'm saying. You got to live somewhat healthy, but you can't be crazy.
Is America too healthy?
Or are you crazy? Is America too healthy? Was that going to come out of your mouth?
Yeah.
There's not. No. America is not healthy.
I read an article just recently.
If America was healthy, we would ban Burger King. We would ban McDonald's. We would ban all this crap that we feed ourselves.
Did I send you the article about is America too into the extreme workouts?
No. Who wrote that?
It was just this whole article about how America has just become obsessed with extreme workouts and
like the CrossFits
and you know 2 hours on the treadmill, and I immediately leave here and I go to my yoga class, and after this I've got
what's wrong with that?
No,
what did the article say was wrong with that?
That too much workout was bad for you.
It can be bad for your body
and muscles. And
I have a friend that her sister's always been a big runner. Because I'm trying to get into running, she's like, I don't know, my sister's a big runner and she can't stop. And she said if she can't stop, then she's probably going to be in a wheelchair in the next 5 to 10 years because...
Oh, snap.
Yeah, her body can't handle it.
Mm-hmm. So I guess that's the point. You got to be healthy, but I think you should have to, it's the perfect combination.
Everything
America
in moderation.
America does not eat good. They don't eat well. They eat just stuff.
Right.
Which is, before we get out, I just read an article.
Squirrel.
A squirrel. No, it goes back to the eating and people staying. In Denver, they remade
Union Station.
Union Station, the train station.
I've heard it's really nice.
It's super, super nice.
Have you been?
No, I have not seen it.
Oh.
But I just read this article today, the Denver Post, saying that they did not make this minority friendly. That there are no chain restaurants. And no, they're all like upscale. Well, then it just hit me as what do you say? By saying no chain restaurants? What are you saying, that minorities don't eat good food, or they don't know good food, or if you don't put just trash out, that's the only thing they're gonna come and
eat?
That's
crappy.
That's more racist than saying
right.
We made this really nice place for the town to come and hang out, isn't it?
Right. Wow. Oh, wow. I have no words for that. That is just, wow.
That's the Denver Post saying they have no chain restaurants.
We wonder why the Denver Post is drowning, like sinking very quickly.
Thank you. That was the part that you don't even know that, but that's what I put under the article. I went, and articles like this are the reason newspapers are dying.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're just looking to stir up something. Instead of just saying, look at this nice place, come visit.
Right. Let's make it controversial in some way, and we're going to offend lots of people.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Ridiculous.
Newspapers need to get back to who, what, when, where, why,
That's
how.
Journalism.
I'm sorry.
Holy cow.
That's the news.
That's the news.
And we saw another article the other day, and hopefully it's the same way in your town, wherever you're listening, is you actually get local news. Real local news.
Mm-hmm.
One of the channels here said, you know, help us out. Make us a better station. We need your input.
Television news.
Tell us what you would like. And all these people were writing, we want local news. We want local
news. Like when you see a big wreck on the highway, you want to be able to turn on your news later and find out what happened.
Yeah. If you see smoke off in the distance and you think, wow, when I get home tonight, I'll turn on and find out what happened.
Right.
And then nothing.
They still do that back where I'm from.
Back there where the tumbleweeds are. And
we didn't have tumbleweeds. Stop it.
Speaking of tumbleweeds, squirrel. I took you to IKEA for the very first time.
Yes, you did.
There's
a lot of stuff there.
Your impression of
it. It made me want to move into a small apartment and have IKEA build the interior and live simple. But then you reminded me of how small the closet was. But yeah, it just made me want to simplify and just start all over.
What'd you think, though?
It was
the colors
awesome.
And the stuff. And
I like it. I like the simplification look. I like the modern, simple look.
And you could live like that?
I could. That's kind of...
The couch turns into your bed and the sink is your headboard and your...
Yeah, something like that. Like, I love studio apartments, and I like, you know, where the bed folds out of the wall. I remember seeing that on TVs, and It's like, oh, that would be awesome. Because I'm very simple. Like, when I moved in with you, like, I was a little overwhelmed at all the decor. I'm like, oh, there's a lot of stuff going on here. Back when I had my house, one of my friends came over while it was on the market. And he's like, have you thought about maybe decorating? And I was like, this is decorating. I like it very simple, clean, fresh.
They call that minimalist.
Yes. And that's just how I am. And that's why I like IKEA.
I went today to IKEA because I wanted to buy a couple of new chairs for the iPod, for the podcast. I don't know what for the podcast studio here. And I went directly to the area that's the chair area. That's where there are all those office chairs.
Good work finding it.
I know. Thank you. And the one that I had in mind was sold out and was oversold is what it said on the ticket. Oversold and stock would be coming in. So I thought, all right, I'm just going to go because that's what I came for. It takes forever to find your way out of IKEA.
I know. You text me. I can't find my way out. It's like, uh-oh.
Because I went, it's up, where I was upstairs, but now I know where it is, but I still got to go through kitchens, I still got to go through this, and I still got to go through that, and now I got to go downstairs, and I've got to go through all the other stuff, and then here's the self, the boxes and the warehouse part, and then here's all the Christmas area, and now you got to go, like, I'm looking for the exit! I'm just trying to find the exit!
Get me out of here!
Because, you know, you have to follow that,
That's why there's arrows.
Those arrows on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Imagine a disgruntled employee, like, gets mad and jacks with those arrows. Because they're little lights that shine on the floor.
Uh-huh.
It could easily be jacked with.
Just spin a light around and spin in the wrong direction.
People be all running into things. Because we're crazy dumb like that.
So you recommend IKEA to anybody listening that doesn't
have it or
find it online?
You should at least check it out. If it's not your style, it's not your style. You might be more of the Ethan Allen, you know. Large, comfy, I don't know, furniture.
Ethan Allen.
I don't know. Was that like 90s?
Wow.
What?
No, Ethan Allen's still around.
Okay.
But that's one of those, like, kind of your grandma or, you know, you have a lot of money kind of. You want your house to look like a, you know.
A catalog.
Get your feet off of that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had no idea. I've never owned
don't
Ethan
put
Allen.
Put your feet up on that.
Okay, maybe you're an American Furniture Warehouse type person.
American Furniture Warehouse.
Wow.
AFW.com, by the way. If anybody's listening from another country, seriously, check out AFW.com.
Great.
For some cool deals.
You know what I want to talk about is the Big Bang Theory. It's back because it's new for the fall. Have you watched it all this year?
I have not seen it at all this year.
Okay, well, Sheldon came back, and you have no idea what I'm talking about. So he and Amy are back together, and
they broke up for a while.
No, they didn't break up, but he left.
Did he get mad at the bot?
He got mad at things that were changing because Sheldon doesn't like change.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Kind of like fire hydrants should always be red.
That's me, by the way.
And
I think fire hydrants should always be red.
If you don't watch The Big Bang Theory, Sheldon is like the ultimate smart nerd guy, socially awkward, but I feel like he tries more than most nerds I know.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a girlfriend named Amy, and they don't really they have no physical relationship at all. It's more of a friendship.
Like a marriage.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. Sure. I don't know. I've never been married.
Oh, snap.
So it's Sheldon Cooper and Amy Farrah Fowler. Yeah. Okay. I found a list of 10 ways to be a perfect couple like Sheldon and Amy.
That's what the article says.
Yes. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. The first one is dance like no one's watching. If you've ever seen Sheldon and Amy dance, they don't dance like anybody else. They have their own little dance, and it is just adorable. Why don't you dance with me, Steve?
Because I don't have a Sheldon dance or a Carlton dance. Is that the same kind of thing?
No, it's not that bad.
Oh, okay. Dog just bit my fingers, just chewing on my thumb for whatever reason. Sorry.
Good. But you're not a dancer at all.
No, I'm not a big...
You hate dancing.
I don't really like to dance.
You hate dancing.
Yeah, I guess so.
Except that some problems just don't have solutions. Our problem when it comes to music, there's no solution there. So we just don't talk about it.
Exactly.
Number three, always speak from the heart. And I have a sound clip.
Sheldon, you either say something meaningful and from the heart, or you and I are done.
All right. Please. Amy, When I look in your eyes, and you're looking back in mine, everything feels not quite normal. Because I feel stronger and weaker at the same time. I feel excited and at the same time terrified. The truth is, I don't know what I feel, except I know what kind of man I want to be.
Sheldon, that was beautiful.
I should hope so. That's from the first Spider-Man movie.
I'll take it.
Good. Now, I assume we're splitting the check.
I love Sheldon.
Now, there's nothing wrong with that. If that's where he got it from, it's kind of like somebody saying, this song is our song, because somebody else wrote
right.
it, but it says what I really wish I could say.
Right.
Or if you buy a greeting card, don't you read them over and over till you mm-hmm. find the one that, I didn't write this. You don't say that to somebody, I didn't write this,
right?
But it's what I wanted to say to you.
And you say it just like that.
Listen, I didn't write this, but this is what I
but
wanted to say.
But I think with Sheldon, he was just using that to appease her.
Yeah.
He wasn't saying, this is what I want to say, but I'm using a movie scene. It's just Sheldon does things just to make Amy get off his back. He's kind of a robot like that.
So most guys could learn from him watching the show? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. All right, the next one is compliment each other often. And there's a picture of Amy who's drinking wine, and she says, you're like a sexy toddler to Sheldon, which is so true if you watch this show. Go boldly where no couples have gone before. And it shows a picture of them dressed as Star Trek characters, and Amy saying, we're playing Doctor, Star Trek style. But you know it's nothing sexy because it's Sheldon and Amy.
Right, but I do get the point of, like, don't be afraid to do your own thing.
Right. The next one is whisper sweet nothings. And the very beginning of the season, when Sheldon and Amy and Leonard were all reunited, Sheldon whispered in Amy's ear. They hadn't talked in, like, a few weeks. And he says, shotgun, because he wanted to ride shotgun on the way back to town.
That's all he says to her?
Mm-hmm. And she's like, I haven't talked to you in weeks. Anyway, remember that relationships are all about compromise. And it shows a picture of them. It was Halloween, and it was a compromise. I lost. And it's Sheldon dressed as one of the Star Wars guys mm-hmm. With Raggedy Ann.
On his head?
Andy's. Raggedy Andy's wig. And she's dressed as Raggedy Ann. So he wanted to go as Star Wars couple. She wanted to go as Raggedy Ann and Andy.
They compromised.
She lost. Yes. Or he lost. Sorry. Support each other no matter what. Be spontaneous and romantic. So Sheldon kissed Amy once so far. Once.
Ooh.
What?
They showed that?
Yes.
Okay.
And always have an ironic, ironclad relationship agreement. And here we go with one more sound. Ready?
Okay.
So, other than you taking your relationship to the next level with another guy, this was nice.
Yes, well, thanks for seeing me to my door.
Oh, you're welcome. Amy. Let's wrap things up out there.
Good night, Stuart.
Good night. Take the hint, Stuart. The lady said goodnight.
How did you get into my apartment?
Wow. Wait, is that the kind of nagging I can expect now that you're my girlfriend? Good thing I drew this up.
What's that?
I present to you the relationship agreement. A binding covenant that in its 31 pages enumerates, iterates, and codifies the rights and responsibilities of Sheldon Lee Cooper, here and after known as the boyfriend, and Amy Farrah Fowler, here and after known as the girlfriend.
It's so romantic.
Mutual indemnification always is. Why don't you start perusing while I set up my notary stamp?
Section 5, hand-holding. Hand-holding is only allowed under the following circumstances. A, either party is in danger of falling off a cliff, precipice, or ledge. B, either party is deserving of a hearty handshake after winning a Nobel Prize. C, moral support during flu shots. Seems a bit restrictive.
Yeah, feel free to retain a lawyer.
That's so funny. I love Sheldon.
Is that your favorite show?
It's one of them, yeah. Okay, yes, it is. I have a Sheldon t-shirt, if you recall.
Bazinga!
Bazinga. Yeah, I love him. Thoughts?
No, I could see where that would be a very good commandment list on how to have a good relationship.
Yeah.
And I hope you will try to do some of those.
What the? What? Oh, goodness. I got to work on my cooking, obviously. I got
to
find where the stove is.
You need to learn where the stove is. Yeah. It's not a dishwasher. But I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, tell people how to find us.
Wait. Oh. We have brownie brittle to give away.
Oh, that's right. Tell people how to find their brownie brittle.
So, how to find the brownie brittle. Send us an email at wrinkledsheets1@gmail.com.
Uh-huh. And what should they put in the headline?
Brownie brittle.
Yay!
Yay! So wrinkledsheets1@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook at Wrinkled Sheets Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at wrinkledsheets1. And that's about it, right?
Stitcher? You can.
You can listen to us on Stitcher, Spreaker, Podbean.
iTunes. Go to iTunes to subscribe and leave us a review.
Yes.
Give us a 5-star review.
Right.
Just give us a review that makes us move up the charts there, makes it easy to find as you go up and get higher in the ratings.
Yeah. Everyone wants to get higher.
And share us with your friends because we don't have any – there's no way to advertise a podcast really. You know, we can put it on our Facebook and most of our friends already see our Facebook.
And they're like, all right, we get it. Podcast.
Yeah. So share with your friends. Take this and turn your friends on to the Wrinkled Sheets Podcast.
Turn on.
And if you have any articles or anything you want us to talk about, let us, you know, have those. Send us a link to any article or topic that you would like to hear us discuss.
We'll talk about whatever you want us to talk about.
Anything. Almost anything.
Almost.
Yeah. We won't talk about butt stuff.
That's where we draw the line.
That's it. All okay, right. Until next time.
Bye.
See ya.